I've pressed go. Yeah.
Step one speed.
Go.
Paul, do you drink the coconut rings?
Poo poo DNA.
No, they're also, they are upstairs though.
Okay, yes.
No, I started to eat them.
Yeah.
Get it right.
For fuck's sake.
Why? What, who were they bought for then?
Lily.
What?
Lilliput. A
packet of 100 fucking coconut rings just for Lil, yeah?
Yeah, because cool. You have the rich tea and the other ones that you eat along with everything else.
So you're going to make it sound like I eat the most in the house, are you? Is that what you're going to make it sound like?
No, that's Thomas does that.
Because I'm nowhere fucking near the leader, let me tell you that.
I think you're in close second.
No, I'm not. Lily, right, do we really need to go into this? Lily spent about £1,000 in addition to the shopping.
Oh, my right, God.
On that, just food.
Do you know who's entered the live studio?
Who?
Some Ting Wong. God, you've got to get on here quick right, before he leaves.
Alright, something wrong.
Something wrong. Is there? Mr. A's entered as well.
Oh, hello, Mr. A.
Mr. A, we've got a new listener. Something wrong.
I hope that that's the one of the people I work with. I'm just actually gonna do that. I'm gonna send out some social bits.
Yeah, good shout.
Remind them that I'm on.
I'll do some social bits.
Remind them that we're here. Yeah.
The early bird catches the worm, Mr. A and something Wong. Oh, speaking of worm, it's the Maven. That person's entered as well. Welcome. Getting new people now. LRC. That's short for left, right, and centre. So
right.
That's all right, isn't it?
Yeah.
The Maven says, hello. Hello, the Maven. Is that sort of Edgar Allan Poe sort of esque?
Esque?
Is that what that is?
The Maven.
Quote the Maven.
Hello,
nevermore.
The Maven.
Yeah.
How are you?
The Maven says, nope. It's nothing to do with Edgar Allan Poe. So
that's what you get for trying to throw in literary references.
Yeah. Yeah. Maven equals expert.
Oh, cool.
So there you go. Well, you're not the expert at saying, you know, how great we are.
Not yet.
So, but you will, I reckon. Not yet. Hey, there you go. Maven said not yet. Oh, welcome. Welcome. That you've redeemed yourself. You've redeemed yourself. Speaking of redemption, it's Eric Kirk.
Hello, Eric Kirk.
There he is. You? And he's been here since 2003.
He is not messing.
No. No messing. Hope you all had a great Easter weekend. Yeah.
That's a good point.
That is a very good point. Easter has come and gone. Do you reckon with seven people in the room, we should crack on with the intro?
Oh, I think we should, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Is it me?
Yeah.
Yeah. For fuck's sake. All right, we'll do this again. Welcome to One and All in Podcast Land. We are Nick and Paul, and this is Substance for Days.
So, and that's intros.
That's intros for you.
All right.
Mm.
Yeah. How was your week, Easter weekend, and your long time off? Well deserved.
Oh,
as we know,
it was really good. And I can only say that on reflection now, to be honest. Like, I did as little as possible.
Mm.
For the full 4 days, right?
Cool. Love that.
I did, you know, when I say as little as possible, that still includes things like, you know, you've got to go food shopping.
Yeah.
And you've got to get other bits done. But
your basics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I did as little as possible with my mouth open.
That is excellent. Well, I've got some news, and it kind of folds into the Easter weekend.
Yeah.
So on Saturday, if you remember from the last podcast, I was talking about No Doubt. I was talking about being a better man. Speaking of being a better man, it's TGBZRUVC.
Welcome to Substance for Days.
Wait, da 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 da. Yeah.
Great to have you.
Yeah, welcome. And Maven, thanks for sticking around. Yes. Oh, TGB has said hi as well. Look, it's a real person.
There you go.
Hopefully they stick for a little while.
Yeah.
But yeah, last podcast I was talking about, rejuvenating the essence of man. And one of the actions that I was going to take was I was going to start exercising again with a focus on swimming.
Yes.
So TGBZRUVC has said, my name is Ashram.
Hello, Ashram.
Welcome, Ashram.
Welcome to Substance for Days, brother. Yeah. Good to have you.
Is there a better name that we could call you by that you could rename your profile to so we know in the future? Ash.
Yeah. I mean, Ashram's fine.
Ashram's fine. Yeah. If you want to reveal your real name, you know, you've got... If you'll care to take a look in the chat section, you'll see all of our different listeners. They've got lots of different, you know, alternative monikers.
Yes. Yeah?
You've got the Maven, which is nothing to do with Edgar Allan Poe. You've got Mr. A, which is nothing to do with arseholes.
Yeah. Or mysteries.
Or mysteries in a fancy way of saying it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So on Sunday, on Saturday, yeah. I went looking for costs of things.
All right.
Mr. A in response has gone, where?
Where? You know, not strictly.
Yeah. And I got really annoyed on Saturday because it turns out everything costs more.
Right.
Than what you would expect.
Yeah. I do find that actually.
Yeah.
Unless you're watching it every day.
Yeah.
The price will rise.
It will rise.
To an amount you're not expecting.
Correct. And that's the thing is, on that Ponder Saturday,
yeah,
I didn't remember that vital bit of information, which is, yeah, that's what happens.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, fuck it then. I won't bother. No, not going to bother. I'll get some home exercise kit. Now, I did a session on Saturday and I was like, I remember why I don't like exercising at home. It is rubbish.
Yeah.
Right? You don't get motivated. You don't start. You don't do a warm-up. And then you're just sort of, you know, doing stuff that you don't really know whether or not you've got the right form on it. All this shit.
Yes.
So Saturday evening, I was just sitting there annoyed. And then I woke up on Sunday and I was like, all right, I'll pay it then. Because I remembered what you just said there, which is, yeah, shit does go up if you're not watching it.
Constantly. Yeah.
So then Sunday afternoon, I went to the health club that I was talking about.
Yeah.
And they were like, yeah, we just need to take your picture. And I was like, cool. Do you mind if I have a little look around? And they were like, no, go for it. So I had a little look around and I had my kit in the back of the car. And kit, by the way, I just mean, you know, a pair of swimming shorts and some goggles. And I was like, should I just go for it? So I went back to the reception and I went, is there any timetable or anything, or can I just crack on? And they were like, yeah, go on, go for it. So Sunday, went swimming for half an hour, sauna, steam room,
Nice.
Shower, felt amazing.
Yeah.
Did it again on Tuesday.
Right.
Gonna go again tonight.
Oh, yeah.
After the podcast, yeah.
Right, well, that's amazing.
And that's exercise.
That's a really good step, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, considering what we were talking about, and we were talking about how, you know, all the benefits outside of just burning calories it provides.
Yeah.
The proof was in that session. On Tuesday, I had some shit news, which I'll tell you offline.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, you fucking, like, I was really annoyed, on the inside.
Yeah.
And I went into the swimming pool and in, like, whilst I was swimming, I was going, fucking, I'm going to give you what's for.
Yeah.
And then by the time I was finished, I was like, meh, do you know what? If it makes you feel better, all the better to you.
Yeah.
To quote Beyonce, you are not going to break my soul.
Yeah.
All right? You won't break my soul. No. Okay?
What's his name? Rogan always talks about that before exercise.
Mm.
The fact that he's hardly ever in the mood to exercise.
Yeah.
Hardly ever. He says, I don't feel motivated most days. I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
But I just ignore that and I go, come on. Yeah. And that's it. If you know it's for the best,
yeah,
you've got to kind of train yourself to fucking do it.
You've got to train yourself to argue against what's easy.
Yeah, yeah. That's it.
So, Ashram has said, I struggle to motivate myself. Ashram.
Yeah.
Now, a little advice. It sounds like you might be a bit new to the Podbean scene. You don't have to sign off. Don't worry.
I think he did that for you.
Fair.
I think he did that because you wanted his, you know, his name.
Oh, I see.
You know what I mean? I think he was catering to you.
Yeah, yeah.
And don't cater, Ashram.
Yeah, don't cater.
Do not pander to this.
Rule number one in the 10 substance commandments. Yeah. We will not, thou shalt not cater to the whims of...
Or pander.
Yeah, yeah. That's it. That's it. No, commandment number one, thou shalt not cater nor pander. All right.
Yeah.
Speaking of catering and pandering, it's Scooter. One third of Beans and Weenie is doomed.
Nice. Whee! Hello, Scooter.
Good morning.
Stay for me. he knows what it means.
He knows what it means. He knows.
How's it going?
Ashram has asked, how much can you bench? I can bench... I don't know, actually. I have no idea. No, I don't know the last time I did a bench press. I might be able to look back on my notes because I am that sort of way in pint. Half a pint.
Yeah. Same here.
Yeah. I can bench half a pint.
It's very odd as well because I know that I can lift a lot in terms of weight.
Yeah.
But it normally has to be in my job. Like if it's a bench press, that's a different kettle of fish.
Yeah.
Like there's a lot of different technique involved. You know, one that I'm not using all the time.
Yeah.
I think I could lift freestyle more than I could bench press.
Yeah. Well, that's part of that thing that we were saying about exercise in general, isn't it? Is incorporating it into your day-to-day is the best way of doing it.
Yeah.
Rather than having to make an adjustment. But yeah. I'm glad that I did. Ashram's asked you what your job is.
Yeah, my job, I work in construction. It's a varied role.
Yeah.
Let's say that.
Rewarding?
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah, to a certain degree.
Yeah?
I think so. I think it's fairly rewarding.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all right. It's rough with the smooth, you know?
So on a converging chest press, I don't know if that helps you.
That's at an angle, isn't it?
I think that's the one where you're sitting and you push away from you.
Mm.
On a converging chest press, and this was back in 2018, so it's a long time ago.
Yeah.
6 years ago, it was 115 pounds. I don't know if that's any good or not.
I don't think it matters if it's any good.
If I'm honest.
I don't think it matters. I think that's more than you could probably do before that, so why not?
If you put the starting mark at zero, that's great.
that's true, though, isn't it?
It is so true.
It is.
That is 115% improvement on your previous attempt.
That's it. That is exactly it. I think that's the other important thing to remember as well. You're competing against yourself.
Yeah.
That's hard to remember. But measuring it by someone else is like, it's not worth it. How much can you bench? 150 kilos. It makes no difference to anyone else what you can bench and what you can't bench.
Yeah.
Really. I mean, it's good to know, isn't it? It's good to have a gauge, I suppose. But,
yeah.
Yeah.
But you are right. It is like comparing it to somebody else. I could be saying to Ashram 115 and he could go 115. Puh. I can bench 330 pounds.
Exactly.
But he's a monster.
Yeah.
And I'm not.
No, it won't. You're always competing against yourself.
Yeah.
That's the main thing.
Scooter has said maybe a quarter stone and some chips on the side. And then he said he does it for the blowing birds.
Is he getting very quintessentially English just for us?
I fucking hope so.
I feel like he might be.
I hope so.
I do it for the blowing the birds.
Yeah. Yeah. And the bees. Yeah, yeah.
And the bees.
Yeah. Love that. Love that. So, yeah, so that's a little update. Obviously, next in line, following from the podcast, I haven't forgotten and I haven't put it to the side thinking, oh, everything's going to be better. But next in line is the counselling or the sessions.
Yeah.
So I had a little look into that. It amazes me, this, right? So BetterHelp, yeah?
Yes, yes.
Okay. So BetterHelp, you can cater the professional to your needs. How much is it? You can you can choose whether it's a man or a woman. How much is it? You can online or in person. How much is it? Right. It's about £200 a month.
Is it?
Yep. And when you go through the bits, it says, "Oh, you might be eligible for like a lower cost." And at first, I ignored it because I was like, "I probably ain't eligible."
Yeah.
If it's going to ask me what I earn and what my dependents are and what my outgoings are, I doubt it.
Yeah.
But I put it in, and it was like, "Yeah, you are. You are eligible. You only have to pay £180 a month."
Oh, 20 quid off.
Oh, brilliant.
That's good of you.
Cheers for that.
Yeah.
So I thought, no, I'm not going to do that.
It's a shame, isn't it?
It is a shame. But there is an alternative, which is part of the health benefits that work give me.
Yeah.
You can get 6 sessions per year for nothing.
Okay.
So you could do one every 2 months, which I think wouldn't be actually that bad, because it would be a good way to measure your mental progress.
Yeah.
If you came back to it 2 months later and they were like, "So how are you feeling about that now?" And you were like, "Fuck me, I forgot I even felt that way."
Yeah.
That's a good thing, isn't
it? Yeah, definitely. So. I think as well, like, maybe if you had one session and it, you know, you thought this is awesome, I'm going to have all 6. You have all 6 and then carry on.
Yeah.
Try and set up some sort of payment.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Because if it's, the thing is as well, like, now I'm sitting here thinking, oh, £200 a month, don't know about that.
Mm.
Bro, some of the things I spend £200 a month on. Are you fucking serious?
Yeah.
Like, and you can't spare that for your mental health, but you're not guaranteed great mental health from this.
No, no. Exactly. It's not you put your hand in a box and pay £200, and by the time you take your hand out, you will forget everything. We're going to put you in a tank, right? Everything is exactly as it was, but you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
No, it's nothing like that.
No, that's so. I'm not being, because the thing is, I thought 50 quid a month.
Yeah.
Or, you know.
So did I.
maybe 50 quid a session.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, or some sort of affordable plan.
Yeah, and you pick and choose how many sessions you do. Yeah.
Yeah, that something would make like sense. That. Yeah, not 200. How often do you get to speak to them for £200 a month as well? They better be on fucking call, mate.
Yeah, on standby.
24 hours a day. That's the sort of service I need.
Yeah, correct.
Oh, that's a shame. It annoys me when health and mental health get put aside because of money.
Yeah.
Happens a lot, though.
It is a shame, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
It is a shame. So, but yeah, that's the little update. And
Scooters put, so you are confronting that sexual addiction head on. Good for you.
I am. Speaking of sexual addiction, it's Getahun Seyum.
Okay, welcome.
I like that name. Do you know why I like that name? Because it goes up and down in inflection.
Yeah.
Doesn't it? Getahun Seyum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It almost sounds like a foreign phrase.
Yeah, it
does. If I'm honest with you. Almost like, you know, what's it? Not buy one, get one free, but you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. It is. It is buy one, get one free. Getahun Seyum.
Yeah, there you go.
Can you, instead of using your actual name, which should be respected, can you rename yourself to buy one, get one free?
Yeah.
Get a hum, say yum.
Terms and conditions apply.
Atoll protected.
Yeah, that's it. Atoll protected. It's always fucking atoll protected.
And he's gone. Get a hum, say yum.
Oh, well, he didn't like the feature about his or her name then.
No, exactly. And that was a feature that was going to run and run.
Yeah, he was going to keep doing that for another hour.
Atoll protected.
Yeah. Atoll protected. I still fucking see loads of people get stranded on holidays when companies go bust, though. Don't you?
Yeah.
People in hotels going, "I've done £4,000. Like, I'm supposed to be at work." Like,
yeah. Do you remember in, Atoll Protected? Do you remember in Brexit when nobody thought they could come back to England?
Yeah.
When the vote was passed overnight. Where was fucking Atoll then? Nowhere to be seen.
Who the fuck are Atoll?
Yeah. Bunch of Atolls. That's what they are. Never mind. Oh, no. Sorry, sir. We do, you know, we are sponsored by Atoll.
Mr. Ray, apparently, was in the doghouse.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Mr. A was in the doghouse, and he replied, "I did my 48 hours in the drunk dog tank, and I think I'm free now."
Oh, fair enough.
So I got to know what that was about.
Yeah.
Just because I'm a nosy bastard, really. But
you got to.
You know.
You got to in this DNA.
Yeah, so Oh, yeah. So atoll protected.
yeah, we've covered that. Yeah. That's that done.
We know what that is. Yeah. We know what Getahun Seyum.
Yeah, Getahun Seyum. Atoll protected.
What about White Castle, Mr. Ray?
Yeah, what's going on?
What about White Castle?
Yeah, what's happening in White Castle? Is it a lot of cornholing?
Well, that's the fun thing that you guys have that we don't. You guys have different burger shops.
Yeah.
We don't have that, do we?
No.
You got kicked out of White Castle Saturday night.
Oh, dear. What for? Was it for cornholing? I bet it was for cornholing.
What was he doing?
What was he doing?
What was he up to in White Castle? Yeah, so you guys have got like, what do you call it? White Castle, Chick-fil-A, Jumping Jacks,
You know,
to name but a few. But but we don't have that. We just have kebab shop or McDonald's or KFC.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Burger King's shit now, isn't it?
Yeah, it's rubbish.
I mean, I think it's been shit for about 20 years.
It's rubbish.
It's only good for when you're starving and they fancy charging you a tenner for a burger at a services.
It's a burger that doesn't taste like a burger. It's a burger that you put on the barbecue and guests eat it and they go, yeah, it's not a burger though, is it?
Yeah, it's always lukewarm.
Yeah.
I don't understand how you flame grill a motherfucker and then it's lukewarm.
Yeah.
It's clearly not flame grilled then.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, it's not, is it? Fucking sitting there in the back with flaming griddles, are they? Like, you know, like chefs.
Yeah.
You're not whipping up burgers like that, bro. Yeah. It goes in a microwave if you're lucky.
Exactly. Where's the lamb sauce? Maya Crazy's joined. Wee! She
Hello.
Identifies as a threat.
Oh, she should.
So, here's a question for you.
Go on.
Were you tricked? Were you fooled by, 1st of April?
No, I wasn't, actually.
Good.
Do you know that came and went and no one had the express intention of, exercising it?
Mm.
In my household, at least, or in my life.
Perfect. Well, there was one person who did exercise such trickery.
Go on.
So there was an announcement on Instagram on the 1st of April.
Yeah.
And that announcement was the arrival of a new album. And the album was called Infinite 2.
Right.
It was Eminem.
Yeah.
And he put loads of clips of old Eminem together.
Oh.
And then right at the end, he put Eminem Infinite X2. And everyone was going, oh my God, I can't believe it. Finally, he's dropped the fuck it. No. No, it was all a joke.
It was Eminem's joke, was it?
It was Eminem's joke.
Right.
Yeah. Speaking of Eminem's joke, it's Shells. She's entered the live studio. Welcome. Yeah.
Hello.
I heard you were marrying the Iron Lady on April the 1st. Who's the Iron Lady?
The Iron Lady, I think, might be, Margaret Thatcher.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And Noel and Liam got back together.
Speaking of Margaret Thatcher, it's Mama Bear Tracy.
Hello, Mama Bear Tracy.
She always had a really weird voice, Margaret Thatcher. I never knew that until I was older and watched clips.
Well, that's the thing. That was before your time, and it was almost definitely before my time that I was paying attention to politics.
Yeah. Scooter sent me, hello, everyone, says Shells. Well, glad to get such a good following going.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. If you have time, you know, like and subscribe and all that.
Thank you. Thanks, Scooter, as well. Big up yourself.
Ashram said he sent his son to his mum's with fake cockroaches.
On the first of
fucking me. Brilliant.
Yeah.
So
nothing wrong with that.
Ashram's got a sense of humour, and we love that.
Yeah.
We welcome that.
It always helps.
Oh, look, see, this is... You remember those... I mean, it's not so rare anymore, but this is one of those nights, isn't it, where the window is going mental now. We're not going to be able to keep up.
Yeah.
And then if we're lucky... conversations will start and they'll evolve into arguments that are just using our platform. Do you remember that?
Hopefully.
Do you remember when that happened last time? When we looked back and we were like, sorry, you're not paying attention now. Yeah. What are you doing? You're just trying to resolve some personal issues. Well, I don't give a fuck about that. Speaking of don't give a fuck, it's Lightbright.
Hello, Lightbright. How's it going?
Welcome, you fucking... Yeah?
Nick always greets people with... Well, you know that anyway. Like,
it is
something different every time.
Always.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah, so it's fucking... It's all kicking off on here, isn't it?
It is proper kicking off. So I'll tell you something else that's a natural lead on from Eminem's April Fool.
Go on.
Right. Now, you asked me during the week... Let me just... And apologies if this tapping is coming through. I've noticed that in recent times.
Oh, okay.
Where is it? Where is it? Is it down or is it up? There it is. I was about to rant, but don't worry. Speaking of ranting, it's some squiggly name, and that's good, isn't it?
Yeah, I can't read that.
No.
I can't read that.
But that's fine, you know? Come one, come all.
Welcome to Substance for Days.
Yeah. So you asked me...
Fuck, I've got to stop looking at the chat.
I know, it's brilliant, isn't it?
Where's the Facebook feed, you todgers?
Incredible.
Fucking hell.
We only go live on Facebook for special events or if we're feeling a bit fruity, Scooter. Fruity Scooter, all right? That's what I'm going to call you. So you asked me during the week, co-host Paul, how many dudes did Diddy Diddle do if Diddy Diddle did dudes?
Yeah.
Didn't you?
Well, yeah.
Do you remember that?
And I briefly remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was great. It was great. There was a picture of P. Diddy as the diddler.
Yeah.
With loads of question marks all over him with that statement above it. How many dudes did Diddy diddle if Diddy did diddle dudes? Yeah.
Honestly, that's a riddle for the ages.
That is a riddle for the ages. Now, do you know what I saw today?
Oh. I do you know what? I actually can't wait. So I'm going to shut up and let you tell me.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how you might feel about this. I saw a picture of P. Diddy working with none other than Dr. Dre, like in the last 2 days, and posting about how lucky he feels to be working with one of his idols.
Right.
No, I'm not sure how I feel about that, because I thought Dr. Dre would be one of the many people that would say, get your fucking hands off me, you woofter.
Yeah.
Yeah. But apparently he's worked on something with Dr. Dre.
I don't know what to make of that either.
Yeah.
To me, that doesn't necessarily mean that Dre is advocating pedos.
No.
But that might be because, I don't know what to say about that, man.
Yeah.
That's a bit weird, isn't it?
That being said, that was on Facebook, and we know how Facebook can be a bit shit sometimes.
Yeah.
And I'm just now looking. Oh, yeah, it's the same clip. Oh, right, sorry, I have to apologise. And speaking of apologising, it's SPDVEWAM. Yeah.
Amazing. Welcome to the show.
That was back in 2022, so apologies for that. I fact-checked it, and that's not real.
Right, okay.
Which is great.
So it's not real?
Well, it is real in the sense they have recorded a song together, but that was back in 22 before everyone truly knew what an utter nonce P. Diddy is.
And I guess it's possible to have met Diddy and worked with Diddy and to have not been involved in the noncery.
Yeah, that is true.
I don't know if it's necessarily noncery, is it, as well? More like fucking... sex trafficking and
sex fetish.
Just honestly, the weirdest charges. But he hasn't been charged, has he, either?
No, not yet. Not yet.
Is that a right given to only the rich? Or
That they don't get charged.
They don't get arrested straight away.
No.
You go and smack somebody in the mouth in 10 minutes and watch what happens.
Yeah.
Like, why is justice immediate for the poor only?
Well, therein lies the great problem with this planet.
I'm not even going to get into that.
I'd like to take a moment to be a little bit formal, if I may.
Oh, okay.
Is that okay?
For me, yeah.
Good. Because Ashram has put something which has invoked something a bit formal from me. Atoll Protection is a scheme that protects consumers booking package holidays against losing their money or being stranded overseas. The CAA, Civil Aviation Authority, does this by carrying out financial checks on tour operators and travel organisers to ensure they are financially able to support the business they do.
Okay.
All right.
That is a concise, well thought out, explanation of Atoll.
Exactly. Paint me informed.
Yeah.
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 Colour me wise.
But that's, again, that written down looks very good, but that doesn't seem to stop a lot of people getting stranded on holiday when their company goes bust.
Yeah, for the business they do or not.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Ashram just said, copy and pasted it, isn't it?
Ah, fair enough.
Brilliant.
Fair enough, I like that.
Well, I hope you like the formal rendition of it.
Yeah.
So when did Clive join your show? So the other thing that's quite nicely led on from P. Diddley and Dr. Dre is I also sent you a clip this week of, or mentioned you in a clip this week of an old interview where Mike Tyson and P. Diddy.
Yes.
Were,
saw that.
That's all right, isn't it?
Saw that.
So.
Get the fuck off me.
Yeah.
That was the message.
Correct.
That I got from that.
So for the benefit of the listeners, there's an old, very old video clip because Tyson's still, you know, Tyson, basically.
Yeah.
But it's going to lead us on to the bit that we didn't cover last week.
Anyway, oh, okay. I think I know where that's going.
See? My agenda's got a very thin string.
Segway.
Yeah, threading through. speaking of thin string, it's Shooter $8.
Hello, Shooter $8.
So that's all right, isn't it?
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, and for the listeners' benefit, this clip, this old video clip, shows Diddy talking and Tyson talking with some interviewer.
Host of some description.
And Diddy's hand is very questionably close to Mike Tyson's leg.
It moves, doesn't it? I think it moves. His hand is in a normal position, and then it moves to Mike Tyson's leg.
Yeah. Now, before we go on to Tyson's... possibly one of his most measured responses, I think, has ever been captured on camera. But before we go on to that, if you were P. Diddy, right?
Yeah.
And you're sitting next to Mike Tyson, are you going to move your hand anywhere near that man?
No. Even if I knew Mike Tyson was gay, I don't think I'd, I don't think I'd take that risk.
No.
Because he could still whack you.
Yeah.
You know?
And isn't... didn't Tyson at one point like have the hardest punch in history, and it felt like you were being hit by a, it felt like something at 20 miles an hour, didn't it?
Yeah, I think there,
like
I think
a Ford.
Yeah, there was it. Yeah, there's a
Bailey Pease joined, by the way.
Ah, welcome, Bailey.
Super fan.
Yeah,
what up, Bailey?
Saying G.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
There was something, wasn't there? It was like being hit by Tyson in the face was like being hit with a Ford Corolla or something.
Yeah, there is a fucking... there is a
20 miles.
Measurement. Yeah, yeah. He
measured in cars.
Do you know what? I don't even think he had the hardest punch in his era.
Right.
But you're measuring it in per square inch. I think you're going to feel either way.
Yeah, exactly. So. Our warning to you, fellow listener, is if you just don't get hit by Mike Tyson.
If he punches anyone other than a heavyweight boxer who has been working on their neck muscles for a fucking decade, you could die easily.
Yeah.
You could die.
Kill a man.
Really, really. But yeah.
So yeah, so again, for the listeners... benefit, Tyson, in at such uncharacteristic and yet such respectful form, lifts P. Diddy's hand up away from his leg and covers it up by saying, "Oh, look at this man, he's living pretty," because he shows P. Diddy's fancy watch.
Yeah, yeah.
And then puts Diddy's hand back down and moves out of Diddy's reach, basically, and sort of adjusts his
blazer. Yeah, he does, yeah. Adjusts his whole demeanour, and
And it is... incredible.
When was that? That must have been in the 90s.
Yeah. It's got to have been, hasn't it?
That sparked a memory for me, is that Bad Boy for Life,
right,
or Bad Boys for Life, the song,
mm.
has Mike Tyson in the video.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, and that would have been 2000s.
Right. That'll be it then.
So, no, but I don't know, but I'm thinking, did that happen before?
Yeah. The video. Yeah, or did it happen as a promo after?
Yeah, yeah. Weird.
So... it, to me, it was just brilliant because it was like this man, Tyson, like he's bit people's ears off for less.
Yeah, yeah.
He's bit people's ears off because he's got annoyed at them hugging him.
Yeah.
This man has put his hand on your leg and you're not knocking him like...
Spark out.
Probably because, he'd like you said, he'd kill him.
Well, yeah.
He'd just kill him.
He would kill him. Yeah. Like, there's no question. Like, I can't get my head around the physics of taking a punch like that.
No.
Like, I don't know how that doesn't kill everyone.
Yeah. And the even like the size of the hand balled up into a fist. Imagine that. It must be like a cannonball.
Yeah, that's it. It's like the
it's like a shot put.
It's such a small surface area, the fist, and it's you know what I mean? It's it's a lot of pressure.
Oh.
But yeah, no, fuck that. But Sod Francis that. Ngannou, the ex-UFC fighter, has officially the hardest punch
on
the record.
Right.
And you might have seen Dana White talking about that's the equivalent of getting hit by a full escort at 30 miles an hour.
Like, my gosh.
He worked in... you're not going to believe that this is even a real thing, but Francis Ngannou worked in sand mines when he was younger in Africa.
Jesus.
In his home country. I don't know if it's Nigeria. I don't want to get it wrong. But sand mines.
Yeah.
Sorry, what? You're mining sand?
Yeah, like
there's loads of it.
Just don't even have to dig.
Yeah.
Just
what's
go
that
to
about? Yeah.
A couple of things have happened.
I'm sure.
Ashram.
Yeah.
He said, moreover, Iron Mike is estimated to have a punch power of up to 1600 joules. This beat one of the hardest punchers, Rocky Marciano's record of 1,256 joules.
Right.
It was also revealed that the power of Tyson's punch is equivalent to being shot by 13 people using a 22 caliber pistol using a flak.
Did you just say 13 people? So what, am I to think that that's 13 separate guns?
A lot of firing range.
13 people shooting you. The pressure of that just...
It's all right, isn't it?
So it will kill you then, really?
Yeah.
Like it
must do. Blow your head off.
How the fuck? How tough are those people that took punches from Tyson then?
Yeah. Eric then went on to send us a gift.
Oh, Eric. I don't think we've ever done an Eric Kirk
I don't
one,
think we've
we?
Done an Eric one. What could be done?
And this is what I mean. We always get stuck on this now. Yeah. It's become a problem, but it's never, it shouldn't be.
It's because we overthink it.
Yeah, we do. It's so easy to insert someone's name into a song.
Yeah.
It really is. Well, here we go. Okay, Eric, are you okay? Are you okay? Eric Kirk.
That's perfect.
Are you okay, Eric?
Eric, are you okay? We did tell us. Eric.
I didn't want to go for that. I didn't. I'm like,
that's the sound of a sand mine and a fuck you and a fuck you Eric.
Yeah. Well, you ain't got fuck you Eric.
Oh, sorry.
Podfather for fuck's
sake. Oh, sorry. Podfather.
So what else has happened?
Oh, that could have been the one, couldn't it? I could give him a little free extra one because he's the Podfather. Eric Kirk. Eric Kirk.
You guys are a mess, and I meant it with love, Eric Kirk says. Oh, we are.
Speaking of mess, it's Julian.
Julian's been in loads of times.
He's loving it.
Oh, hello.
They're all loving it.
Yeah.
Bailey P's loving it. Mama Bear's loving it. Scooter, one third of Beans and Weenie is doomed, is loving it. He called us Todgers earlier.
I love that.
Yeah.
I haven't used that. I don't think I've heard that word in about 30 years.
Todger.
Yeah.
Whip out your todger for the lads. Huh? Not the lads. Not the lads.
Eric Kirk says the famous line in I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
Yeah.
Imagine Eric saying that to you.
I know. Like Podbean gets really, really serious and they email us and they're like, right, you need to meet the man that's going to change your life. Yeah. And we go for it with the doors are open for us. And he spins around in the chair.
Yeah.
With the Podfather theme tune
playing. I would love that.
That'd be incredible.
We should do
it.
I'd love to see a knock up video of that, like a clip of it.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
I'll make you an offer you can refuse.
Yeah, it'd be good, wouldn't
it? I like that.
You come to me with your podcast.
Yeah.
Well,
that's about podcasts.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
You come to me with this mess of a podcast and you want me to help?
Yeah. I don't know why I sounded Mexican, but it's all right. I'll work on that.
No, but that would be the comedic twist.
Oh, that he's Mexican.
He said Eric is a Mexican podfather.
Hey, you come to me with a podcast, I say.
I guess there are godfathers in Mexico.
There has to be.
Plenty of cartels.
Yeah. So there must be dons.
Yeah, there were. 100% there were dons.
She a good for the don. Give me a good for the don.
I've never walked around and done a podcast before. I'm walking around the studio.
Yeah. Right. Walking podcast.
Doing stuff, right? With. Making tea. I'm multitasking and it is going awfully, but.
With the Mexican podfather. Yeah. You come to me with a podcast.
What's the. What would the Mexican or Hispanic equivalent of Eric be?
I can look it up.
Enrico.
Enrico, yeah. Or Enrique.
Enrique, yeah.
Surely.
Yeah.
Enrique Kirk.
Enrique.
Yeah.
Kirkiki. Kirkikas.
Yeah. Enrique Kirkikas stars in the new Mexican Podfather movie.
Fuck you.
Eric Kirk. Enrique Kirkikas.
Awesome.
I mean,
I've lost my train of thought as well.
Yeah.
We are gonna
continue on with Tyson in a minute, but yeah. Let's take a moment with all of this madness.
Yeah.
So the Maven liked the show.
Thanks for that, the Maven.
It's all right, isn't it?
Yeah.
Would you at this point? Would you say we're mavens of podcasting? So
mavens,
or is it just? Or is
you know what? I think most people would get that reference.
Yeah, well, I hope so.
I'd like to think, yeah.
Has anybody here heard of Jonathan Frakes?
I mean, they must have.
That is a new feature.
Yeah, yeah.
In this mysterious tale of the Mexican podfather, were they in over their heads or were they the mavens?
Definitely in over our heads.
Yeah, and it shows a still of the two of us and it just comes up as false. Yeah. False.
Yes, please, with the Frakes.
Yeah.
The Maven says.
Wicked.
Fucking awesome.
Love that. So Ashram then went on to say, no, Eric, by Two Unlimited.
Ah, well, that must be a song.
I'm guessing.
Because Two Unlimited is, they were that 90s No Limits. They made No Limits, didn't they?
Oh, did they?
No, there's no podcast.
So Mama Bear said, Nick, you crack me up.
She did say that. I noticed that. Yep. And yeah, I second that.
And she hasn't retracted it as well.
No, she hasn't said, no, but I was lying.
Yeah.
You don't crack me up.
And that's written.
Yeah.
So that's evidence.
Do you know what we've got to do?
Go on.
We've got to check out Mama Bear's fucking podcast.
I know we do.
I keep having to do. Can you
do
not,
bits.
Can you guys that are on here now, can you, I don't know, bear with us. We've got to try and get. Knit ourselves into this.
We got to get in there
because they all know each other, and we kind of only know them, and
yeah.
We don't know it's all the little stories and
all the little back and forths.
Yeah.
So Eric said, "You guys are among the great roster of independent content creators here on Podbean," and that's the fucking Podfather
What's
saying
that?
It. Eric said. You guys, as in Substance for Days, you guys are among the great roster of independent content creators here on Podbean. And that's the Podfather saying that.
Well, who's going to challenge that?
Yeah, you know no one.
No one's saying
no
shit.
One. Not unless you want to wake up with a horse head in your bed. Yeah. You know, you ain't going to fucking challenge that, are you?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the Mexican equivalent.
A burrito.
A burrito in your bed. Do you know, Mexicans don't even eat burritos? It's insane, isn't it?
Yeah, just normal things us. Protein, yeah. Vegetables. Yeah. No, they eat burritos and they sleep.
Yeah, that's all they do, siesta.
Mr. A said I sounded like Mr. Burns, which I don't think is very fair.
You did.
When I was doing The Godfather.
Yeah, why not?
Why not?
Yeah, yeah.
Julian said hello, which is all right, isn't it?
Hello, Julian.
And then Eric said, or as Mr. Burns from The Simpsons would say, excellent.
Excellent.
Right?
Yeah.
Julian then said, Last Tortilla, which is all right, isn't it?
I'd call a podcast that. If I was Mexican.
Yeah, maybe we'll call this one.
Yeah, Las Tortillas.
Las Tortillas.
Oh, yeah, actually. We could, yeah.
Yeah. Well, actually.
We could, yeah.
Yeah. The Maven said, I'm not yet qualified for that. I think that's calling us Mavens.
Oh, okay.
Eric said, Jonathan Frakes, I believe, was in that show Star Trek The Next Generation. Eric, yes, he was, but that is not what he's known best for.
Yeah.
He is better known for his starring role in, what was the name of the show, co-host Paul?
What?
Beyond Belief.
Oh, of course. Fact or Fiction.
Fact or Fiction.
Beyond Belief.
Yeah.
Me and co-host Nick used to, oh man,
what
we
those
watched
were the days.
Taking in a lot of hours of that show.
Yeah.
And we used to sit there and ironically watch it, I guess.
I can promise you all that are listening at the moment, if this blows up and we are, and the, you know, like we are raking in all the money that you can imagine, this is what it's all building up to, is that we can get back to that state of mind where we're in front of a television watching Beyond Belief, fact or fiction.
Yeah, at some point.
Yeah.
That's exactly, that would be it. Yeah, to get back to that would be, it's quite weird, isn't it, that you're trying to get back to a point where you can watch ridiculous TV at your leisure. Because it used to be Dog the Bounty Hunter as well, didn't it? There's been so many of those, like, awful shows that we've watched. Dog the Bounty Hunter. There's fucking seasons of that.
Go with Christ, bruh.
Go with Christ, bruh. It was one of the best shows, like, because it was so awful. I think, was everyone watching that and looking at each other thinking, I wonder if they know it's bad as well?
Yeah, well, no, I don't know if the, that British cynicism translated overseas. I think they all watched it and went, yeah, go on, dog.
Where?
Yeah, show him Christ, bruh.
With intro music courtesy of Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah.
Which was crazy.
Mm.
The Bounty Hunter.
We used to watch it all the time.
And of course, John Bonnell in America's
Sheriff
Wild.
John Bonnell, yeah.
Sheriff John Bonnell.
What was the show that he did, though? It was like wacky. No, it wasn't wackiest police chases, wasn't it?
Yeah, wacky inflatable arm flailing police chases.
Yeah.
Let me just have a look, see what, because I can look up John Bonnell. But whilst I'm looking up John Bonnell, speaking of John Bonnell, oh no, they're already gone. Don't worry.
Oh,
about
do you know what? We've missed out Bailey as well. He said, that's lies. They love burritos.
Yeah. Right.
And you know exactly what that means.
Yeah.
You know exactly where, what point of the show that was from.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. Ashram has asked, what's the topics tonight? Ashram, you're listening to them.
Yeah, mate. If you don't know by now.
Yeah. You will never.
Very
never.
Loose is the topic.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was World's Wildest Police Videos. That was John Bonnell. And that ran from 98 to 2012.
Oh, my God. 2012?
Yeah. I don't know. I hope he's not dead.
I don't think he's dead.
No, he's not dead. He's 79 years old.
79, though?
Yeah.
Jeez.
He will be soon.
Yeah.
Which will be a shame.
Yeah.
I hope they do something for him.
Yeah. I hope someone does something for him. Is that what
that's what I'm...
Not that you're going to take it upon yourself.
No, no, no. But I'm banking on someone doing something for him. Maybe they'll put on a wild police chase in his honour.
That would be amazing.
This guy thought he could outrun the law, but instead he outran life because he's dead.
You know, right, can I ask, there's an angle I've got on this.
Go on.
I've mentioned it today at work to someone I was talking to. I think it might have been Bailey, but like it might have been a group of people. But
yeah,
you know high-speed police chases?
Yeah.
Right.
Here we go.
What's the disadvantage of going 30 in a police chase? Could you tell me?
Sorry. When you said that, I spat water. There is water. It's not everywhere, but for comic purposes, there is water everywhere. Right. So, what do you mean?
Right. Okay. So here's my logic, right? I'll show you my workings, right? Right. So you're getting chased by the police. What is the need to go fast?
Yeah. Is it because they always keep a distance and they never jackknife you? Is that why you're saying it?
No. I don't understand the merit of going fast in a police chase.
Right.
Right. As opposed to going 30 and just letting them chase you anyway. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, like, if the helicopter's on you and the police are on you, 9 times out of 10, you're caught.
Yeah,
right?
You are done.
Yeah. I guess the idea of going fast is to escape them.
Yeah.
Right? Don't get me wrong. But what would be the difference in between going 100 or going 30? If you're still moving...
Yeah.
Then they can't get in the car, can they, at 30?
No.
So I don't understand the difference. Like,
Do you know what? The next police chase that we get into, I'm going to go at 15 so that they're running alongside the car.
Yeah, baffled. I want them to be baffled. Like, but really, they still can't stop the car, can they? So
no.
I don't, the high speed is always the one that you're, they always crash. So,
so Bailey has responded. He said, mate, it was me. They will ram you, I think, and then pit you. That's why you just go all out, mate. At that point, nothing to lose. But what was said, though, if a helicopter comes out and you drive in an airport, can they fly over the airport or not?
That's what was said. Yeah, one of the other guys in work said, go, if you're getting chased by the police, go to an airport because it's restricted airspace.
Yeah.
So they can't. They can't.
Imagine if that was it was that easy to swindle the police.
I said to him as well, because you could just drive into a car park, like a multi-story car park in the airport as well.
Yeah.
So no one's going to be able to tell who you are.
No.
When you jump out the car.
Or just walk out.
Yeah.
Just walk out going, oh, there's a car that's
I suppose if you go to the airport, though, you're not going far, are you? It's not like you're going to get on a flight if they're after you.
Well, I see all of these things we need to test out. We need to drive at 15 miles an hour towards an airport being chased by the police and see what happens.
Yeah.
Knowing our fucking police force, nothing will happen. We'll get away with it.
Yeah.
3 weeks later.
Oh, saying that, do you know what I saw today?
Go on.
I've seen more than one as well. Tesla police car.
Oh, God.
Tesla police car.
Yeah, well, see, you know what I'm waiting for? I'm waiting for the first Tesla driver to commit an act of crime and then have their car deactivated on them on the spot.
That would be funny.
Wait until that fucking law gets passed.
I can't imagine that.
You heard it here first, by the way, folks. We told you that Diddy was a Diddy fiddler. You've heard that here as well. Teslas will be shut down remotely. Guarantee it.
I mean, that is part of the reason for them, isn't it? But the other thing is as well, man, I don't think, although there are a lot of electric cars, I really don't think it's going to end up that way.
I hope not.
I don't think it's going to end up all electric. Do you know one of the reasons?
Go on.
It can't. If everyone had to charge their electric vehicle, there would be no power. There's not enough power to do it.
Oh, yeah. The infrastructure for it.
Yeah. We haven't got the infrastructure for it. So it immediately doesn't work.
Ashram said it would take ages to get to the airport at 15 mile an hour, innit?
Probably. It depends. If you live near Gatwick, then you're laughing.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. If you're only 10 miles away, it would take less than an hour.
Ages to get to the airport. Thinking of the disadvantages.
The logistics of this fantasy. You can't travel at 15 mile an hour, mate. It'd take too long.
So they got a Tesla police car now. It's good to know your money's being spent on something, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
It always makes me feel more comfortable.
Exactly.
Knowing that my tax money's going on a fucking Tesla.
Thank the good decisions of our great government.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess they do need to be able to catch people. And if you wanted to catch someone in a Tesla, I reckon you could catch them.
Yeah.
They're fucking rapid, aren't they?
Yeah. The only problem I've got is that they try and catch the wrong people. They'll try and catch someone who's on their way to see their child's to collect their child from school, as opposed to driving to a stabbing between Beckenham Junction and Shortlands, you fucking idiots.
Yeah, yeah.
How is that person allowed to go anywhere with a knife that size?
Do you know what? I'm surprised that you're surprised by that now. Because of the amount of videos that I've seen and the amount of the amount of stuff that happens with like that in London, not just London, but people chasing each other around with zombie knives.
Yeah. And do you know what the general public's response was?
Go on.
General public's response was, I can't believe you were all sitting there just watching it happen. What, like you're going to fucking go up and square up to this guy with a sword in his hand? When has that ever worked?
Yeah, I don't think anyone would think badly if you didn't jump in.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, what? They would not think any less of you if you didn't get into a fight with Sinbad.
Yes.
No, funny that, isn't it?
Wielding his fucking sword.
Yeah, exactly.
His fucking machete. I mean, it's bad, man. It's really bad.
Terrible. But that's what I'm saying, is those Tesla drivers, they'll be chasing the bloke who's desperately trying to pick up his kid from school. They won't be chasing that fucking idiot.
No, I know. Anyway. What I'm saying.
Anyway, so good luck to him.
Yeah.
Good luck to him.
Yeah, best of luck.
So 6 minutes left.
Yeah, boy.
The feature that we should have covered last week, but we were talking, you know, too much. It was too much fun.
Mm.
Tyson.
Yeah.
Jake Paul.
Yeah.
Let that sink in for a minute.
I've had about a month to digest it.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah. And what are your thoughts?
Well, I think my first thoughts are Jake Paul's going to get weighed in.
Do you know what? I fucking hope so.
That's the thought that I always spring to.
Yeah.
Right. That's what I want more than life itself. But I don't know, man. It's bad. Why? Do you know how old he is?
Yeah.
Like, come on.
56
or something. Maybe,
yeah, 57,
maybe
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bro, that's old.
That is old.
Like, what are we doing? This feels like the Roman times again. You know, like where people were in Colosseums.
Yeah.
Watching people getting mauled by tigers.
Yeah.
Like, it's like we're back to that, like, for entertainment. I don't know. People say it's good for the sport and it's going to make loads of money and stuff like that. I don't know. I don't think it is good for the sport of boxing.
No.
At all.
So I've seen a few different viewpoints. The one that I obviously want to believe is the same one that you said, which is Jake Paul's going to get battered.
That's immediately what you want, isn't it?
Yeah.
But that's part of the marketing ploy to get you to watch it.
Yeah.
That's so strange, isn't it?
Yeah, that you want to see someone get their head kicked in.
Yeah, so clever the way that they've got round that. So like, yeah. Jake Paul's like, oh, everyone wants to see me getting knocked out, so they're going to buy a ticket. So that's my market employ.
Yeah, yeah. And I want to believe it, and I hope that it comes true, because I think that it doesn't matter how old Iron Mike is. I think if he lands one punch, as we were discussing, with his 16, yeah. I mean, obviously he's not as energetic as he was. I get that.
Right, have you seen him hit the bags though?
Yeah, I have.
Right,
fucking animal.
Yeah,
and still acts like an animal the minute that someone puts boxing gloves on him.
Yeah,
he's all, you know, he's all growing his weed farms and happy chappy, and yeah. You know, like the happiest man on the planet. But you put boxing gloves on him and he turns into that same fucking devil that was in the ring.
This is what makes me think as well that it might be fake. Like, the outcome might be pre-proposed.
So, yes. So, this is another view that I've been seeing on several social media outlets, is that boxing, in an attempt to draw more viewers, is taking a WWE approach,
yeah,
of... Yeah, like you say, predisposing fights, yeah, that they know are going to get a lot of viewers, but there is an agreement.
Fixed outcomes.
So someone at my work, for example, they said one of the possible fixed outcomes, not the most obvious one, which would be that either Tyson would win or Jake Paul would win, and you know, and it would be the biggest upset in boxing history, but it would garner the most viewers. Blah. One of the outcomes is that someone will have said already to Tyson, you can't knock him out in the first round. Like, yeah, you're not allowed to.
It might
do that.
Be conditioned, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like with the amount that people are paying and will be watching, they, yeah, won't want to see this over in 30 seconds.
Yeah.
And my response to the person that said that to me was like, yeah, that is fair, but if a man like Tyson isn't doing it for the money and isn't doing it for the people, you can say whatever the fuck you want to him before he gets in the ring. But again, the minute he gets into that ring, he's going to go, no, I'm going to knock this cunt
it's
out.
Not gonna, yeah, it's not going to be easy to fight that instinct.
No.
And in a ring, is Tyson going to be pulling punches?
Mm.
Is he going to be lighter than he normally would? I don't know. But this is what I mean. This is part of it, isn't it? And it almost makes me not want to sign up for it. No, I'm not going to buy it, by the way. I will not be fucking purchasing that fight,
yeah,
to watch. But...
And then, yeah, and then the other viewpoint is that Jake Paul will win, but it will be a fix.
Yeah, see what I mean? And I feel like this... I don't know if Jake Paul's entire career has been just a fix, really.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I have seen, yeah. I've seen that been... banded around quite a lot with
the
people.
I'm not saying he's not even like a good boxer. He's a reasonable boxer. But I saw a thing with him. It was a clip, luckily, because I don't watch interviews with him.
Yeah.
But it was a clip, and he was like, if it wasn't for boxing, you know, I could probably be dead. And I was thinking, bro, you was in Disney Club. Don't talk to me about like the it saved your life.
Yeah, raising, bro, being raised on the streets.
You was all right. Don't fucking start all that shit.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, like you're trying to nick Tyson's fucking story.
Yeah, you weren't like, raised on the streets. You were raised on Mickey Mouse Avenue, you fucking gimp.
Yeah, raised on the end of Mickey Mouse's dick.
Yeah.
Fucking wombat.
Yeah. And then the last thing, I guess, just because we're coming up to the hour mark, and then I'll read some of the comments and then we'll wrap up, is that there will be no head guards when they fight in July, but it will not be a professionally sanctioned bout.
Right.
So Mike Tyson's confirmed his bout with Jake Paul will be an exhibition, as he surprisingly claimed he's currently scared to death about returning to the ring. It was announced last month that Tyson would take on Paul this summer in a shock crossover bout on July 20th. There was initially no confirmation as to whether or not it'd be professionally sanctioned, though Paul's... Right, well, I'll skip ahead. Tyson will be 58 when he faces Paul this summer, with his first exhibition since his bout with Roy Jones Jr. in November 2020, which was all right. Paul was on the undercard that night, stopping former basketball player Nate Robinson in his second professional boxing fight.
Yeah.
Paul has Paul now has a 9-1 record, though those victories have primarily come against ex-MMA stars and low-level boxers. And he was beaten last year when stepping up to fight Tommy Fury in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, he wasn't beaten convincingly, though.
No.
At all. But yeah, I think that says more about Tommy Fury than it does about Jake Paul, to be fair.
And the last thing that Tyson has said is, right now, I'm scared to death, Tyson said. As the fight gets closer, the less nervous... Wow, really doesn't want me to read it. Fuck me. The less nervous I become, because it's reality. And in reality, I'm invincible.
Yeah, well...
And that's the Tyson we know.
Yeah, I think if he's scared, that's even worse for Jake Paul.
Yeah. Yeah, because he will lash out like a cornered animal.
Good God, that is the but that's why everyone wants that, and everyone's going to pay to see that. And I just hope that no one's disappointed when either that doesn't happen, or Jake Paul manages to, you know, put on a good display, and then everyone's convinced that he can start fucking, you know, fighting for titles and shit.
Yeah. So
I don't know.
So, a little bit of commentary before the wrap up. So Bailey said, "Hopefully not, mate. That's like a zombie apocalypse, but with cars." in response to getting shut down.
Yeah.
Money well spent. Then Ashram has said, "You wouldn't hear it coming," as in the Tesla police car.
Yeah.
And then he went on to say, "I'll pray for you both on my prayer mat, innit?"
Sure.
When we're getting chased at 15 mile an hour.
Yeah.
Bailey said Jake Paul will definitely get battered. Ashram said Jake Paul must be bricking it, innit?
Yeah.
Bailey then went on to say the power will still be in him, like starting on Thor when he got fat power. Next. Yeah. Mr. A has also weighed in and said, "I hope Jake Paul gets knocked out and fucks off."
Yeah.
And then Mr. A went to say the fight's on Netflix, which is true, and also that Tyson was banned for life. He can't fight in a sanctioned bout, which is why it would be an exhibition.
Right, well, the exhibition as well takes an element of... Not that he's going to, you know, not that it would be sanctioned and they'd be fighting for fucking titles and shit, because he's 58.
Yeah.
But...
Well, interestingly, though, even though it's exhibition, there are a couple of extra rules. So that head guard one is just the latest. There's also... They're using 16-ounce gloves.
Yeah.
But the most interesting rule that I've read is that there will be no judges. So there's only one way that it can end, and that is with a fucking knockout.
Okay.
So how's about that?
Yeah. I mean, that sounds better. Sounds better. Yeah, I don't know, man.
Ashram says kill or be killed, innit?
Yeah.
Bailey, have a lovely evening, guys. I'm off to training. Love the stream. Keep up the hard work. Right back at you. And good to hear you exercising. It's great for your mental health.
Yeah.
Do you want to do the outro?
Yes.
Yeah?
Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. Thanks to everyone that hasn't tuned in before and has now.
Yeah.
We do this every week.
Almost.
We are pretty much 7 p.m. GMT.
Always.
Or 6:36. And yeah, we've had a great time. So please come back next week.
The Maven has stayed the whole course.
Oh, thank you, the Maven.
The Maven is a maven at listening.
We are simply not worthy of your presence.
Correct.
But thanks for sticking about.
Quaff the Maven, nevermore. Yeah.
Thanks, Ashram, as well. And also anyone else. You all know who you are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Take care, guys. One!